two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here with a clear sky, 34 degrees. KSL's top story.
The inauguration of Joe Biden.
As bells rang across the nation honoring lives lost to coronavirus this afternoon, soldiers from the Utah National Guard stood at attention outside the Utah State Capitol this afternoon. 15 chimes of the bells remembered the 1,500 Utahns who died. And in Washington, D.C., bells echoed across the reflecting pool. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the bells tolled 400 times the Washington Cathedral. They honored the more than 400,000 now dead from coronavirus. In the memorial at the Lincoln Memorial's reflecting pool, President-elect Biden speaking in honor of those who have lost their lives to the pandemic.
Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris also sharing her hopes for the future.
That we emerge from this ordeal with a new wisdom, to cherish simple moments, to imagine new possibilities, and to open our hearts just a little bit more to one another.
In his farewell address, President Trump also talking about the coronavirus.
We grieve for every life lost, and we pledge in their memory to wipe out this horrible pandemic once and for all.
The president's recorded speech released by the White House this afternoon. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And President Trump is declassifying documents from the FBI's Russia investigation. The Hill is reporting the administration says a binder of materials from the investigation dubbed Crossfire Hurricane are being declassified to the maximum extent possible on President Trump's last night in office. Downtown leaders are sharing their report on how our area has fared this last year. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
The Downtown Alliance says they're in a pandemic pause, but they say they're well positioned for growth in areas like cost of construction, open office space, restaurants, and in the hospitality and tourism industry.
Hotel occupancy is down around 17 to 19%. That will go up.
Executive Director Dee Brewer says so will people using their offices and eating at restaurants.
We have virtually no patrons of theater, music, concerts, jazz games right now. That will go up.
They presented their State of Downtown report today. Brewer says he is concerned some small businesses won't make it the next 6 months. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A group of parents have taken the Salt Lake City School District to court. They're demanding the district provide in-person learning to junior high and senior high students. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with details.
The attorneys for the parents say the school district's decision has done irreparable harm. They pointed to a Salt Lake Tribune article showing the number of students getting failing grades skyrocketed. District Interim Superintendent Larry Madden proposes that secondary students go back to in-person learning 2 days out of the week. But the attorneys say even that doesn't give students as much interaction with teachers as other districts provide.
Superintendent Madden says his hybrid model reduces the number of students in a school, which would limit the spread of COVID-19. Local health officials are once again asking Utahns to take this virus seriously. The ICU numbers continue to climb, especially after the holiday weekend.
When we hunker down we can be very successful at controlling viral spread in the community. And that's what we need to do now to answer the wake-up call that these new variants are.
Infectious disease Dr. Brandon Webb says the state is fast approaching 100% ICU capacity. KSL News Time, 6:34. Doctors in Utah hope the vaccine can get more quickly to older Utahns. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
Even though there have been some glitches and delays, the U of U's Dr. Mark Supiano and Dr. Emily Spivak said we should celebrate the fact that the vaccine is available. And they say people should encourage everyone, especially ages 70 and older, to get vaccinated. They say the faster this happens, the closer we are to getting to herd immunity and getting through this.
They say until we reach herd immunity, Utahns should still wear a mask, even after getting the vaccine. Zion is in Utah. Maybe you nod your head hearing that, but be aware I'm talking about Williamson, Zion Williamson. As the Jazz face the Pelicans at 7 o'clock tonight at Vivint, the Jazz looking for their sixth straight win. KSL News Time, 6:35. We'll check in with Ricky Meese, find out about the traffic and life itself. How are you?
I'm doing really well. We still have cleanup due to an earlier crash, Redwood Road at about 1800 South and Woods Cross, and we're still seeing north and southbound slowdowns in that area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Now, last night at this time, you seemed rather harried, so asking how you're doing is kind of a nice thing, I thought.
Just laid back and chill.
That's better when it's laid back and chill in the
Much
traffic
better.
Center. I think everybody agrees. Thanks, Ricky. It's 6:35 and coming up. Details about the most chaotic and crazy part of Inauguration Day tomorrow. Stay here. My Minute of News is on the way next on KSL. 6:35, Tuesday night, Inauguration Eve.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.